Welcome to St. John's Christian Church on this Reformation Sunday. To those of you that are here in person and tuning in from home, we share that Pastor Eric and a group from St. John's left shortly before 8 a.m. service, and they are headed to Biloxi, Mississippi for yet another trip to Back Bay Mission. As they travel this morning and serve with Back Bay throughout the week, we ask that you keep them in your prayers and that their work serves the community of Biloxi, giving all glory to God. I invite you to turn to page 7 of your bulletin, where you'll find an info sheet on Breeze, which is our church's database and online directory. As we somehow wrap up the calendar year of 2025 already, we ask that you please log in and make sure that your contact information is up to date and accurate. Instructions on how to do all of this are outlined on page 7. Additionally, please be sure to look over all announcements on pages 9 and 10, noting a special congregational meeting that has been called for Sunday, November 9th, after both services of worship. Additionally, those that are able to attend the annual Veterans Breakfast should sign up on the Wandering Bulletin Board by the end of the day today. With all that said, let's turn our hearts to worship of the Lord. Members that are headed to Back Bay Mission this morning, I was drawn especially to our opening scripture for today, which comes from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. A beautiful reminder for us to serve and love others deeply, not just others we know, but others who we're able to impact through things as big as mission projects to the simple act of sharing a loving compliment to a stranger in public. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 11 reads, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." Please join me in a word of prayer. Lord, we are so grateful for our ability to come together this morning as brothers and sisters through your Son, Jesus Christ. As we join together in worship, we pray that our words, our actions, our thoughts, our songs, and our acts of service are an example of your love, grace, and mercy. Let us reflect on what is shared this morning and be blessed by it, praising you in all your ways. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Let us all stand if we are able, and let us sing our hymns of praise. Our hymns of praise are, first of all, When We All Get to Heaven. That is found on page number 542 of your hymnal, if you choose to sing along from there, and also the words are on the monitors. And then after a brief introduction to Wonderful Grace of Jesus, we will sing Wonderful Grace of Jesus, and that is found on page 198 of your red hymnals, and also the words are on the monitors. So let us sing When We All Get to Heaven.
Thank you.
This time, let us all greet each other by passing the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I invite children forward for our morning children's message. Good morning, everyone. Kennedy, where's my candy? Well, come on. Evie, did you bring any to share? What? Oh, my. How are we doing this morning? Good. Okay, Allie and Evie, you're not allowed to answer this. Have any of you watched the show Blue's Clues? Yeah, some of us. What about the millennials in the room? Did we all grow up with Blue's Clues? Yeah, parents in here. It's pretty great, right? So in every episode, their friend Mailbox pops in the window, pops the whole mailbox into the window, and it's a very good thing that that window is always open, right? He sings a cute little jingle about mail time and then presents the mail to Blue and her friend Josh. The letters are almost always around the theme of the episode and contain a teaching lesson for that episode, okay? Have any of you ever gotten mail before? It's a pretty fun thing, isn't it, right? So today, I went out to the mailbox, and no, our mailbox here at church doesn't pop through a window, but I found four letters written by a guy named Paul. Now, Paul was an apostle, and he wrote all kinds of letters filled with teaching lessons. But these lessons, unlike the ones from Blue's Clues, were extra special because Paul's teachings were about Jesus. And guess what? Some of the letters that he wrote ended up in the Bible that we read. The one that we have in the pews today, we're reading from Scripture. So let's open some of this mail. This one is from the Romans, or for the Romans. And it says, each of us should please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. So to build someone up means to help them, right? To encourage them. Just like Jesus built up and encouraged people in need. What are some ways you could help someone this week? Kennedy.
By helping my parents move.
Helping with moving. You're going to lift all the heavy boxes for them, aren't you? Yeah. What are other ways we can help someone this week? Evie.
If they're hurt,
to help them if they're hurt. Right. All right. So we've got that letter. This one says to Ephesians. This one says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. So Paul teaches us in this one that God's love and grace is a gift. Once we earn that gift, we should do good things for others to show our thanks to God. So what are some good things that you could do for others this week? I'm going to call on somebody else. Yeah. Help them. Okay. What's another good thing we could do for someone this week? Lainey. Compliment them. That's great. Yeah. All right. Let's see. I've got my third letter here. This one says to Colossians. This one's longer. Whew. All right. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. So in this, Paul is teaching us that Jesus holds everything together, the world and our lives, because he created us through God the Father. And Jesus helps hold our lives together so that we can stay close to him. What are some ways we could stay close to Jesus this upcoming week? Yeah. Praying. Okay. Lainey. What's that?
Going to Wednesday night church.
Yeah.
reading the Bible. Great. Those are great ways to stay close to Jesus. And then our fourth letter. This one says 2 Corinthians. All right, let's read this one. Oh, much shorter than the last one. That's nice. Whatever you do, do it for God's glory. So this means that everything we do, so like in our schoolwork, in our sports, in the things that we love to do, we are to do it for the glory of God. What's something that you do every day that you can use to glorify God? I know, Lainey? Do what your parents tell you to do? How does that glorify God? Shows them respect, probably, right? Yeah, yeah. And respecting your parents glorifies God, right? Yeah. Yeah. Caring for others to glorify God and his children, right? Yeah. How many of you play sports? Do you think your sports can glorify God? Yeah, because God gave us the ability to play with a team, to fellowship with our teammates, to show how amazing and cool our bodies can be by being able to do those sports. We can do those for the glory of God too. So, these letters from Paul that I'm holding in my hands, they're not just ordinary letters, right? They remind us of some really valuable lessons of Jesus Christ. To help others, to always remember God's grace and love for us, to stay close to Jesus, and to give God all the glory. Those, I think, are some pretty good teaching lessons, right? Yeah. So let's pray, okay? God, thank you for Paul. Thank you for inspiring him to write the letters that we find in the Bible, knowing they teach us some amazing things about how you want us to live our lives as Christians. We pray that each of these children sitting here always know your love for them and that they too can help spread the teaching of Paul's letters in their own lives. In your loving name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys for coming up.
Our scripture readings are found in the book of Romans and also in the book of Ephesians. First, reading from Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For even Christ did not please himself, but, as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The next reading is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, reading verses 8 through 10. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast, for we are God's workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Here ends the readings.
Let us now come together in a time of prayer. Almighty and gracious God, on this Reformation Sunday, we give you thanks for renewing your church again and again, calling your people back to the truth of the gospel, that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, according to your word alone, and for your glory alone. We thank you for the letters of the Apostle Paul, who wrote so diligently of the truth, and those truths are still alive even today. From Romans, we remember the call to bear with one another, to lift up those who are weak, especially those on our prayer listing this morning, including Chloe Marilat, as she continues with a time of rehab in the hospital. For Greg, as he prepares for a new round of chemotherapy, that it will be effective and healing according to your will. For Josie and Justin, as they navigate their health issues with MS and cancer. And for those who are struggling through weaknesses, illnesses, and the like that aren't listed on our prayer request list. Lord, help us to build each other up so that our words and actions bring unity to your church. From Ephesians, we hear again that we are saved by grace, not because of anything we've done, but because of your mercy and love. Remind us, God, that grace is a gift, freely given, and help us to live each day as thankful people, eager to do the good works you've prepared for us. From Colossians, we're reminded that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the one who holds all things together. At a time when our world feels so uncertain and divided, draw our eyes back to Christ, the center, the peace, and the power that sustains us. And finally, from 1 Corinthians, we learn that whatever we do, whether we eat or drink, work or play, speak or serve, we do it all for your glory. We pray especially for those in our congregation serving in Biloxi this week, that their works of service glorify you and your children in that community. Let every act of our lives, great or small, be an offering of worship to you. God, unite us in this purpose. Strengthen us in faith. Fill us with the love of Christ so that we may be encouraged to live and speak the truth of the gospel promise. We pray this all together, sharing in the prayer of our Lord, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.